For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is promoting dialogue about the future of education in the Commonwealth. The business group says the goal of creating a more highly skilled workforce in the state will depend upon the future of education in Kentucky. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Kentucky students are being taught mathematics and English language arts under new, more challenging standards that are designed to improve their preparation for college and career. Progress is measured by state testing, which is administered for the first time in 2012, that reflects the performance of both students and schools in meeting the requirements of the higher standards. Dr. Terry Holliday is the Commissioner of Education in Kentucky.
The parents and communities need to understand that these numbers are based on a new standard, a standard called College and Career Readiness. So it's a much more rigorous standard than what we've ever reported before, like basic skills proficiency. So there'll be a significant drop, but it's nothing to panic over. It just shows us how much we have to work in the next 10 to 20 years.
As educators help to prepare workers for the job markets of the future, Dr. Holliday points to some skills that will need to be developed.
Well, I think reasoning skills. The folks who employ people tell us they need problem-solving skills, teamwork skills, great communication skills, and that critical thinking skill is critical for success in the future. And also, we need a lot of skills in the technical areas. We have plenty of jobs available out there for folks who get one-year, two-year degrees, industry certifications. So it isn't necessarily always a four-year degree that leads to success, but it is technical and academic skills that lead to success.
Dave Adkisson is the former mayor of Owensboro and the current president of the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. He says that business organization is very interested in seeing Kentucky students better prepared for college and career.
You know, if you started talking to local mayors, county judges, Chamber of Commerce executives, economic development folks, and talked to them about creating jobs or growing the number of jobs in a community, within 15 minutes you would be talking about the workforce. Almost all the economic development discussion today quickly turns to a talk about how are we going to get enough workers, how are they going to be trained, what are our schools producing. And Dr. Terry Holliday and I have been traveling the state representing the education community and the business community, saying that the workforce issues are the issues of the growth of this state for the future. And the new standards that were in our school system here in Kentucky, and Kentucky was the first state out of all 50, first state to adopt these new standards. Our kids took tests during the spring semester. Those scores will start coming out in October. We don't expect them to be very flattering because it's tougher standards. The scores might very well be lower. But as the business community, we're standing with our education leaders saying, you're on the right track. You've made this progress before. You can step up to this. We're here to stand with you. Education went under a major reform in Kentucky in 1990, and we've seen progress since then. We went out and visited the Gatton School here at Western Kentucky University, an amazing success story that nobody would have thought about 20 years ago in Kentucky. Well, now we're being challenged to step up again. These new standards in our school are actually comparing us to Ireland and Korea and other places, and frankly, the U.S. doesn't score as well as we like to think. So these new standards are absolutely important if the companies in Kentucky are going to be able to find the workers they need. You know, we have skill shortages already. There are companies that could hire today if they could find the right skills in candidates.
More information on the new testing standards can be found online at education.ky.gov. That's education.ky.gov. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.